Okay, just want to do a little house cleaning. I should have asked, I'm sorry. Could you grab a Ramon, please? Ramon and Nashim.
Are you going to ask any questions?
Okay, so there was some question yesterday about understanding. I'd say it's somewhat tangential, but because it came up and I feel that I didn't adequately respond to the question, I just want to take an opportunity to lay it out a little bit more clearly today, and that you could just remove that. It's
yes,
my
a lot
way.
Of stuff here.
That is the interplay between Kiddushei Ma'amar of the Rabbanon and Yibum of the Torah. So if you look in the Rambam, I should have told you to take a look at it yourselves this morning, but just do it quickly now. The Rambam in the second perek of Hilchos Yibum and Chalitza, that's Hilchos Yibum Chalitza perek Sheni, Halacha Aleph writes, Midivrei Sofrim, Shlo Yavo, Hayavom, Al Yavimto, Ad Shikadesh Osach, Bifnei Shnei Edim. It's true, but in the Torah, this is not required. But the Rabbanon came along, and they instituted that a man, that is the Yavam, should not take the Yavama until he'll first engage in some form of Kiddushin with her, Bifnei Shnei Edim, Bepruta o Beshava Pruta. So there is some form of Kiddushin that is required midirabbanan. That's known as Kiddushei Ma'amar. Zehu Nikra Ma'amar.
Which halakha is
this? This is the Rambam in the second parak of Yibum and Chalitza, Halacha Aleph. It's not a full acquisition. Kigon, I'm sorry, kimo habia. The osa ma'amar biyivimto shalomi daita. And if a person will do ma'amar, somehow shalomi das the yivama. Lo osa klum she'ena isha miskadeshas ela biritzona. What they basically did was they instituted a regular system of kiddushin.
Inside Kiddushei Ma'amar.
Not inside, that's what they called it. Yeah, is that what you
okay,
mean?
Yeah, and okay, fine.
The Katana Ukatana min ha'erisin ain't osim ba Ma'amar ela midas aviha. Right, that's already some more.
But Ma'amar only applies by Yibum, no?
That's more detailed discussion. Yes, Ma'amar is only applicable, it's only something that only exists in the context of Yibum. Yeah.
So why would a Katan be?
Katana min ha'irisin ain't osim ba ma'amar ela midas aviha. What do you mean?
I guess it's possible.
Yeah. What's that? That's not our issue. I don't want to get too bogged down in this. I wanted just to touch on Ma'amar, Yibum, to make sense of it in the context of our Gemara and Rashi, and hopefully we've done that.
So, Ma'amar again?
Something additional, a little bit. There was a question yesterday, or I would say a general sense of bewilderment as to why the Gemara would raise this case of the person falling off the roof and landing on the woman. I just want to share with you what the Yamshal Shlomo, that is the Maharshal, says on this particular question, why the Gemara would come up with seemingly such a far-fetched case, to say the least. Is that fair? The Omar Rabba, no, this is Simon Lametes in the Yam Shlel Shlomo. That's Rav Shlomo Luria, Maharshal, Rav Shlomo Luria. The Omar Rabba, Nafal Min Hagag, the Nisko B'Isha, the Hezika. Man falls off a roof, lands on a woman, the Hezika. Has relations with her and injures her. Chayiv B'Dalad Dvarim. It's specifically talking about a case where there was a normal wind, in which case he should have known that he's likely to fall off. And if it happens to be his Yavama, he's not Kona. Even though we learn that if a person has relations with the Yavama, being Meshogi, being Mamezit Kana. That's now sort of reading into Rashi's question here. Hanimili Hechadin is Kavin Lashumbia. That's where there was intent for the bia per se. Afil bias behema ki the isa halsam and simen hay. Aval hay dolol niskaving l'shem bia. But over here, where there was no intent for an act of bia at all, im chazer echad mina achim ve'asa b'mamar. Rashi, if one of the other bros would come along and be mekadesh her kedushay maimar, pasla alav. V'hai maimar darush v'kabel sfari. V'hadlo amar misha nafal al ha'odam v'heziko. Why didn't the Gemara simply teach us the case of the halacha would be the same? The halacha would be the same if this man falls off the roof and lands on another man. He's chayef for whatever damage he causes. Right? The law would have been the same. Why give this sensational case of falling on the woman? Well, obviously, it kept everyone's interest. But, says the Marashal, is another reason. It didn't have to give that case. Because the Gemara wanted to be able to tell you this separate rule, that if this was the Yavama, he would not be Kona her. So in order to do that, it specifically set up the case where it was a woman. Alright, then he goes into a discussion of that. But the basic reason why I mention this Marashal is because the Marashal is asking the question, why did the Gemara teach us this case of Nitka Beisha instead of simply saying that you were Nafal on another person, another man? So he says, because it wanted to teach you the rule of... You call him?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm not sure I understand.
Why wouldn't I call him?
How do you know he's online?
I just saw him pop up.
Oh, he popped up. Yeah. So, in order to teach you the rule of the Yavama, the Gemara specifically set it up in a case of Nitka
Beisha.
What case
of Yavama? The case of Yavama
that you're not calling. That you're not calling.
The only way you can have a Yavama more than intent?
Well, it's a good question. Anytime you can have intent for relations...
So then you just give us that case.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Anytime you have intent for relations, even though it's not with the Yavama, and you wind up having relations with the Yavama, she will be acquired.
If she was...
The only time... Well, I'm going to hold off on that for a second. That's another complication. In the case where there was no intent for relations at all, and relations resulted, then she's not acquired. What kind of case can that possibly be? That's this case.
So there's no point in bringing that.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean. That's this case.
It's kind of circular. He's saying the only reason we bring this case is to show that to show what happens when there's doing more intent. And it's the only case where there's doing.
I'm not saying that's the only case. I mean, this is the case. Is there another case? Maybe there's another case. But
alcohol.
That's the halacha. I beg your pardon?
Alcohol. What are we saying? Like you're...
That's a good question. Every person is...
If they passed out?
No, they changed their...
mental state?
Yeah, they don't really have intent. Like, they don't count it as the same thing.
Really, you don't believe alcohol is?
I don't know. That's a good question. If that's called intent, you have to say that's not called intent for the mice.
It wouldn't be on the other stuff. Remember, like, if I get drunk and smash Daniel's stuff.
It's still your fault.
Only for the nezek, though.
Right.
If I cause him any mental anguish, I don't have to worry about it. But I'm not a tzaddik.
He's definitely not sad. No.
Right. I'm not.
The Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, Haba al Yevimto, being b'shogeg, being b'mezid, be'ein b'ones, being b'ratzam, being shahayahu mezid, v'hi shogeges, o anusa, being shahaysahi mezida, v'hu shogeg, o anus, being shahaysa yishena, even if she's sleeping. Bein shahaysa era, or whether she was awake. Bein shabala kadarka, bein shalok kadarka. B'med devar mamurim, b'shinis kavin livol, where he had intent for be'ila. Aval im nafal min hagag, v'nitka ba, that's the one case that he has. Oh, shabala hashikor. If he happened to be intoxicated, she'eno makir klum, he has no idea what he's doing. Oh, Yashain, or he's sleeping. He's sleeping. See, this sort of highlights the question from yesterday. I beg your pardon? I'm not sure what you mean.
He wants to end the sentence, is he?
No, that's all good. Those are all good Yibum cases, except for the exceptional cases where he fell off the roof.
Oh, so it's not Kohen.
Or he was drunk, or he was sleeping.
Where's this located in the Rambam?
Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel in Chalitza and in Yibum Chalitza. L'davar acher v'hitiach b'yivimto lo kana. L'hitiach b'behima v'hitiach b'yivimto kana shen es kavin l'shem b'ilam mikom makom. It's a strange case. Let's say he was intending to have relations with an animal, and instead he wound up having relations with Yavama. Right? He's Kona. So now we have three cases. There are three cases that I guess the Gemara could have technically had here. One is falling off the roof. Since we're talking about all the roof-related cases, the Gemara taught you that case. But the Rambam also has the Shikor case and the Yashin case. Yashin case where he is sleeping, but not where she is sleeping, it would seem to be okay.
Does the Gemara mention that case, or is that a case that someone brings?
These other cases?
Are you reading from the Gemara?
I'm reading from the Rambam.
So does the Gemara bring in the case of the Shikor?
And the, I don't know. Not our Gemara, not in Bava Kamma.
Because I'm saying if it didn't, then it makes sense for them to keep this case in the Gemara. But if it does, then there seems no point of having.
Well, no, they're mentioning this case.
Again, because
they
were talking about the gravity cases.
But I'm saying the Marsha doesn't make any. The Marsha doesn't work anymore. Because he's saying they bring this case to teach you about a specific scenario. If it's already taught, then you don't want to make sense.
Well, there is three.
No, that case, I don't believe it is.
Well, I'm saying it's equated. This is the same case as someone passed out.
I just want to mention, if you paid attention to the Rambam, as I hope you did, you get the sense that it's all about Kavana, but yeah, it doesn't seem to require both of their Kavanos.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And yesterday we mentioned that both the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Meiri mentioned the requirement of both of them having Kavana. I saw that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal raised that question, not based on the Rambam, but just based on the Mishnah. Now you see from the Mishnah they don't have to both have Kavana. How is it then that both the Meiri and the Rabbeinu Hananel require that they both have Kavana? And they left it Tzarech Iyun Gadol. He was not able to resolve that question. And it is a glaring question. In fact, I took out the Rabbeinu Hananel with the notes in the hope that there would be some mention here of this particular problem. And unfortunately for us, at least for me, there is no note discussing this issue. Instead, it says, "Be'evimto lo kana shenema yivama yavo aleha v'kaimelon ad shi'is kav nishneihem lebiya." No footnote on that last statement.
Did it continue
to remain at Tzarech Iyun Gadol.
Didn't Rabbeinu Hananel said that the fact that he had an erection made him have some sort of kavana, right? So I was thinking that maybe the reason they would require the woman to have kavana is to make the case that's brought up work. Like if the case of the Mishnah says that he's potter.
Ruling. That's not the ruling. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Rambam doesn't say that. You're right. The man has kavana, so I could show you where he has kavana. Now I could tell you the reason why it's lacking is because she doesn't have kavana. Yeah, so what? That's the problem.
There's no other
source
for the woman having kavana.
Doesn't seem that way, right? Exactly. So I'm just setting that aside. That's a question, something to keep out there. My chavrusa, Rabbi Har, wanted to suggest that maybe what they meant, but Rabbeinu Hananel and the Meiri, when they said that they both need kavana, doesn't mean kavana in the strict sense of intent, but more awareness. But even that, Lanias Daiti seems a little bit difficult because she could be sleeping; she doesn't need to be aware. Right? The Rambam openly says that.
Seeing awareness on both their parts?
Only yes, to be aware.
Yeah.
It seems that they don't need to both be aware.
Also, wouldn't she be aware of what's happening?
Then what does it make a difference if
when
she's sleeping?
Sleeping?
No, when she's standing under the roof and it happens, she'd be aware of it if she wasn't asleep.
Not at the moment.
Bein Shehaisa was what's
right
her?
At the moment, she's going to be aware of it, is what I'm saying.
Bein Shehaisa Yeshena, Bein Shehaisa Eira. I mean, it doesn't sound like that's...
Then she's aware.
I don't know. I still think it's a Tzarech Iyun Gadol. Doesn't seem like awareness would help. All right, we're not going to be able to resolve that. I'm just throwing it out there. The Meiri actually mentioned the case where he's ready to have relations with his wife, and his Yivama pulls him over. So he's all poised and ready to go with his wife, and she pulls him aside, and he winds up having relations with her. That's also good, because there was intent for the act.
For
Bia. Yeah. I mean, a lot of these cases are sort of unsettling to consider. That's just, okay, so that's, I would say, in the way of just clarifying some of the issues from yesterday. If we can, I'd like to move over to a couple of new issues for today, one of which is what hopefully you saw in the Rashba. Just taking each thing one at a time. The Rashba writes that when the Gemara tells us, Nafal min hagag v'niska chay ba'ar v'dvarim, pirish kishanafal baruch mitzuya, that we've seen in other Rishonim as well. Rashi, for example, specifically spelled out that it has to be ruach mitzuya. Why? Because then you're culpable. Because then it's like a case of what? Karv l'mezid. De ke poshea gomor chashvin alei b'chayev, says the Rashba. Is everyone with me?
Mm-hmm.
Those that have the Rashba, those that want to?
I think we only have two copies of the
Rashba. I doubt that. De dumya de v'chiyitein mumhavi. V'afal pishalon is kavi. Even though he didn't have specific intent to cause this injury to this woman, she'ilu niskavin chayva fil b'boshes, because if it was in this case of niskavin, if he jumped, right, if he had intentionally jumped on her, then he's going to be chayv even with boshes, because it was done be kavana. And yet we're saying that for boshes you're pater because there's no kavana. She'ilu niskavin chayva fil b'boshes. Aval zeshlo niskavin afal pisha pasha chayva arva devarim pater min boshes. Now the Rashba throws in this zinger. Umastabrali the dafka kishahayu lamata haisha umisha nizok sham, meaning if it's a man, should really say oh
misha nizok.
If you landed on a man, that man would have to be there. The az havi posheya who, I'm sorry, the az havi posheya halav hachi potter. Why is that?
What's a halav hachi potter?
If not, if that's not the case, then he could be potter.
Right.
So what the Rashba is saying is like this: it has to be the case.
He's making
the case that we're talking about has to be that this man climbed up on the roof while the woman was already at the bottom, or the man was already at the bottom, and then he fell on either of them.
Assuming that he knew that that person was there already, no? That the
let's say. Why is that?
Why is that?
Says if not for that, it's not called pshia.
Because if that's the case, then because if there
what's
was no,
the case?
If there was no one there, then sorry.
That's okay.
If there was no one there, and he just fell, he's not doing any sort of damage. So to some degree, it is poshea, but it's not poshea in the fact that it's going to hurt anyone else.
Well, what does poshea mean?
Negligence. But
negligence.
Not taking poshea measures just to make sure that.
Negligence vis-a-vis what?
So
negligence
no
vis-a-vis
there,
vis-a-vis damage.
Not being
poshea. Damage that you could cause. Does a guy have any reason to suspect that someone is sunbathing at the foot of his building? One that's not the norm. Let's assume it's not the norm. No, right? When a man goes to sleep, and we say other mu'ad la'olam, and then someone comes along and lies down next to him, is he chayav for that damage?
No.
That's right. That's right. That's why the Rashba was saying it. Dafka has to be a case where you went to sleep next to the lamp. You went to sleep next to this other person who's already sleeping. Now you're gonna damage him. You're chayav. Other mu'ad la'olam. So you a poshea here? That's it. Too bad, so sad. You're chayev. If there was no one there, and then the other person came along, not your fault. Halav hachi potter. You're potter for that. Why? Because what did you do? You can't say that you failed to exercise care vis-a-vis something. There was nothing there for you to exercise care about. Maybe yourself. Maybe it's a different problem that you weren't careful about your own safety. Okay, that's different. But you can't say that you were poshea legabe someone else's injuries. Right? With me? Yes? No? Maybe?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good. Questions?
Informed.
Okay, excellent. I think we're progressing nicely here now. Now. Yes.
We can have a recap. Not a question, three.
Okay, so now let's take a look at the Nemuka Yosef. We can. Nemuka Yosef?
Why did the long Dibur Maspa that you made?
It upset.
No, it just goes like into the next four cases.
What do you mean?
Probably not an answer to that question. I'm just putting it in.
Yeah, okay. It's only
five words. Yeah.
Nimuk Yosef.
We've done the wrong one. Or because you're ridiculous.
Someone want to read?
All right.
Okay.
Wait, can he read so we can see if it's in the right place? Just read the first thing you have.
Beruach Matsuya. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom of the Nemuke Yosef in the traditional pagination. If you have a newer typeset.
Garcinan, right?
No.
I knew it. You should have read it out of mine.
What's the name of Rasmus?
Beruach Matsuya Chayiv Bedalad Dvarim. It's 5.
Yeah, same. Yeah, it's the same. Yeah.
Where do you see Garcinan?
No, it's all the way on top. It's like it starts from.
Okay, so that's what I'm talking about.
He legitimately quotes like 5 lines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's progress. Someone's, Avin, you said you wanted to read?
Sure. Baruch Matiya Chayav Adal Devarim, Taroy Li Pol Baruch Matiya Pashaya Gamar.
Okay.
So someone is fit to fall off.
No, I don't know if that means someone.
If he's fit to.
Well, you're right. I mean, the Harai Lipo technically would mean one who is Roy. Yeah.
Could possibly fall off a roof during real.
Right. I guess you're right. Okay.
Poshea.
No, it's okay. I'm going.
Poshea Gamar here.
So the Harai Lipo Ruach Mitzuya, Poshea Gamar, this is a total Poshea. A guy goes up there knowing that he could fall off in a Ruach Mitzuya. And that sort of opens up the possibility that someone who can't blow off in a Ruach Mitzuya, I don't know who that would be. That's what I'm saying. Maybe someone is very big. Someone is very big, has a very low center of gravity. I don't know. Someone, right?
Right.
Not someone with an athletic build.
Or how about
not someone who can run a 2-minute mile.
That's right. Well, what about in the case of a guy who lassos himself?
Someone, I guess, like someone like that who has no reason to think they're going to fall off in a Ruach Mitzuya. In Lachor, you're right. But here is a guy who's going up with the knowledge that there's a Ruach Mitzuya, where it's not unreasonable for him to fall off. Go ahead.
Okay.
That's Poshea Gomor, and therefore he's Chayav. Good. Now, this case is not in the Talmud. This next case that's cited here is not in the Gemara. V'adin. This is also the halacha regarding what?
Someone sleeping on the roof. V'lo nafal mechamas haruach, el mine shinitapech, agav shinaso.
So what happened?
So he doesn't.
He's not blown off by the wind.
He's blown off because he just turned over.
He's sleeping, and in the course of his sleeping, he rolls over.
So
what
matters? None that the way of sleeping that is.
It's known that a person rolls in their sleep. So a guy goes up there, and he sleeps on the roof, right? Guy goes up to the roof and he goes to sleep. He should know what? That he's assuming a certain risk. What's the risk? He's going to, forget about wind, he's going to roll over and sleep and he's going to fall. And he's going to cause possible damage.
Well, is he setting up the case in the Gemara, is this case?
No.
He's just saying, bringing it
up. Who are then? I'm not saying this is the Gemara's case.
I thought we've been saying this is the Gemara's case the whole time. Someone's just sleeping on the roof.
No, we never said that. Nafam Yosha Gag, Menitka. It doesn't say Yashin at all. Doesn't say Yashin.
Yeah, but we always assume that.
You assumed he was sleeping.
I never assumed that. I don't know.
He was naked on the roof.
Yeah, why is he naked on the roof? He's sleeping.
That's another question.
Right.
He was sunbathing.
He was wearing his robe.
Whatever the case is, it doesn't matter. Whatever the
case is.
He was what? Right.
Either way, all three cases are important.
So I'm saying, that's my question. My question is, why does Nemuke Yosef have to tell you this? Why does he have to tell you this? Why does he have to tell you who I did? Why would I think otherwise? And I'll just sort of highlight the question. Why is this any different than a guy who is sleeping on the ground and causes damage? In other words, he goes to sleep next to a vase, and he knows that in the course of his sleep, he might turn over and smack the vase. Let me finish the question before you jump on me. Right? Why is it any different? Why is Mukiyo going to tell you, oh, Vuadin, like it's a chiddush. Like, if he didn't say this, he might not know this. Everyone understands what I'm asking? Maybe I'm not saying it's a bomb kasha, I'm just saying it's something to think about. Okay? Everyone process the question?
Continue
producing. Right, so Yonah's saying one point, which I think is certainly important. Maybe just knowing the case of rolling over and breaking the cod, or rolling over and injuring the person next to me for that matter, not necessarily analogous. Because over there, I would say, what happened? I thrashed out in my sleep. I directly caused the injury. I directly caused the nezek. Over here, what did I do? I didn't directly cause the nezek. Meaning...
It's the same thing.
In one case, the movement of my body causes the breakage of the vessel or the injury. In this case, it's not the movement of my body that causes it immediately. It's attenuated. There's gravity involved. First I do something, and then afterwards there's an injury or a damage that's caused. I'm not saying that at the end of the day they're not the same, because that's obviously what we're being told. They are the same. But perhaps you could see why one might distinguish between the two. Might say that they're different. In one case is more of a attenuation. There's more of a separation between you and the resulting misa, the resulting nezek, resulting damage, the resulting breakage. No?
No, that's what I'm saying.
I don't see a difference.
You don't see a difference?
No.
It's like what Yonah was saying is that the...
One would have thought.
Yeah, well, the only thing is one case he lashes out and hits, it's different.
Right, so
that's Yonah, direct.
The other case,
right.
The case he rolls and then he happens to hit, therefore it's indirect.
But like,
No.
That's still direct.
No, that's not... You're thinking about it wrong. That by... Sorry.
It's okay.
But what...
Tell us how you really feel.
Because what Yonah is saying is, and Rabbi Sinema was explaining, is that when you hit the kli, your hand is hitting the kli, you're the direct cause. But where you fall off the roof, you're not necessarily, to some degree, you are direct, but their gravity takes effect. Without gravity, you wouldn't be.
What are you talking about? There's still forces involved when you hit the hand.
No, but it also doesn't have to do with...
No, but you're the one hitting it.
No, it's the forces. It's the air. It's the air.
But it's your force. It's your force. Here, there's an external thing of gravity. If gravity didn't exist, you wouldn't land on this person.
The poshea with sleeping is if you sleep next, you see something when you go to sleep. I go down, lie to sleep, and I see a vase there. Then I'm the big idiot because I see a vase.
Right.
Why am I sleeping?
Right.
Versus I go and sleep on my roof.
Right.
There's nothing around me,
right?
But you should also check off the roof because people would follow. Didn't we have one of the cases where the sleeping guy rolls down a hill? Like you shouldn't sleep near hills because then you're also...
Yes.
That's a little, like you would assume that this is just a case where, oh, it's not, I check the roof, I'm safe.
So why is
but
it
really,
right.
It's trying to tell you, no, it's more like the hill, you should be aware.
Are you saying the same thing as you are? You are saying.
I'm explaining.
But the Havmi would be that maybe it's different.
Yeah, maybe,
right.
Oh, maybe I checked the roof, so I'm good, so... Who knew I was going
to fall? Maybe I only have to check for direct things that I'm going to...
Who rolls all the way off the roof? That's crazy.
No, even when you know. In other words, even when you know that might happen, but because the damage would take place in such a way that it was indirect, that you would say, maybe I'm not chai for that. Mm-hmm. Is that what that's what you mean, right?
It's because even a guy rolling down a hill...
That's different. That's different than... Well, a guy rolling down a hill is still different than a guy rolling off, falling off a roof.
That's different because...
They are different.
You don't think so?
No.
Because you roll down the hill and you break something.
You're five, right?
Yeah. I'm saying different in terms of the, call it the physics, Shabbat.
Yep.
Right? When you roll down the roof and then when you roll down the hill
it's a continuum
and you break something, you're still coming into direct contact with it by way
of rolling.
Yeah.
Versus you
as
rolled
opposed
off
to
the
where
roof
you
and then you
rolled
fell.
And then you fell, that's different. Right? Isn't there,
okay.
In terms of physics, isn't there a difference?
Well, I mean, okay. No, I mean, I could see something like that.
No, yes or no?
It's more related to the fact that...
It's like you want to nicely saying no.
You know, I was like, listen, Robert, if physics is not really your area, let's not bring that. Really, you'd rather not bring up physics.
But
really, rather not bring physics into this.
Okay.
Well, yeah, let's let you want to finish what you're saying.
Maybe it has to do with the wind that he should have taken. Because really, it's not him rolling.
No, the wind didn't push him off here. The wind
is just
specifically
rolling.
The wind did not push him off.
Ah,
he only fell because he rolled.
I said the case of the wind's indirect.
There's no wind here.
I know, but in the case of the wind.
But there is no wind case. We're not comparing a wind case. We're comparing case where...
I'm saying we should compare the wind case instead of the
Cod case?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't think the Cod case is the same exact case.
You saying it's the same case?
It's the same exact case. The wind's completely different.
One second. You're saying it's the same exact case?
The Cod and falling.
Then why do you need to teach me this case?
I don't know.
I'm trying to show you that.
No, I understand, but I don't see. I don't mean that the comparison.
You don't get the person would have thought. You don't get if it's the same case. What's the Havmi here?
Right. You don't see Havmi. Why they're different? Right. That's what you're saying. You don't. You don't
see the Havmi. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, we're saying the same thing, just from different perspective.
Well, you see the Havmi names, isn't
that? No, I'm saying I understand what you mean.
I hear that.
What are you going to answer this question? Or
no, I want to say why a different reason why maybe it says this case.
Okay, why it's different than a case where you just turn over and break something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because maybe you could say this case is a case of either more or you could argue it's more or less negligent. Because you could say it's more negligent.
Well, if it's more negligent, if it's more negligent, then I for sure don't need to be taught this case. If I'm chayav for less negligence, then I'm certainly chayav for more negligence. So that's not going to be.
You could say it's a case of less negligence.
Okay, how so?
Because
is Zach Sassoon actually online?
Not anymore.
We haven't seen him the whole time.
Wait, are you talking about the case of the base? I'm talking about like more less negligent in the case of someone who's just on the roof in the first place. Yeah.
Okay, you want to answer that? What, that one? Let's answer that one. But
yeah,
that's a different question.
Because
I didn't know it.
Now he's back. Right after you said it.
Were you on the whole? Okay. Yeah.
He's less negligent in the case of the vase because
he's less negligent in the case of the vase.
No, then in the
Bas?
Case of the vase.
Yeah. He's less negligent possibly over here.
Yeah.
Because
here he's if you fall asleep. Well, depending on what type of roof you have, I assume we're talking about a flat.
It's a roof that he knows it could. It's a roof that he knows it could fall off.
I assume it's a flat roof, not a.
I don't know why you're assuming. Well, we have no reason to assume.
Okay,
it's a
roof. That's what I was saying. You could be more or less negligent.
It's a roof that he knows it could fall off of.
Depending on the case, you could be more or less negligent. But in the case,
you mean what if he's sleeping on the point of a pitched roof?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm saying, let's say he's sleeping on a normal roof. You don't expect most people don't expect to roll that much. If you're gonna fall off. You're sleeping in the same
flat roof.
No, why not? Roof.
Why not?
You're sleeping on the edge of the flat roof.
But I'm saying, you might roll over one half.
Have
like
you
half
never
second,
fallen
like,
off
a
bed?
I don't know. We're taking for granted. It's a given. It's a given according to the Rebbeinu Chananel and to the Nemuka Yosef that a person should know that he rolls in his sleep. So you're saying, well, maybe he's not required to know he's gonna roll that much. Like it's the issue of degree.
Don't put your bed next to Tyler's phases.
You're stuck somewhere on the floor. You don't roll a billion feet over. You roll maybe.
We can assume the guy's, let's say,
seen,
on the edge
never
of the
my kids. You've never seen my kids.
You've never fallen out of the bed?
You've never seen them.
No.
Kids do not
sleep. Everyone else has fallen out of the bed, right?
I got stitches from falling off my bed.
The young kids, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I hit a corner and I got stitches.
Your body gets trained, hopefully, but you can still always fall off.
I've never fallen off.
You've never fallen off.
I was like,
you've fallen off your bed, right?
I'm suggesting that one possible nafkamina between the Cod case and this case is that in the Cod case, it's more of a direct cause. Your movement into the kli is the direct cause of the kli's breakage. Over here, that's not the case. Over here, it's your movement. Then there's an intervening act.
From falling off is intervening act.
Yeah, and then there's the damage. So it could be that maybe someone said it's not the same.
If someone was on the corner of the slanted roof and you rolled onto them while you were sleeping, that would be a
say that again?
Act. If you had a person who was for some reason standing on the corner of bed.
Of the bed?
The roof.
And you're on the point?
And you're sleeping on top and you roll.
And down. You know that he's there when you.
Right. That would be very similar to the Cod.
That is the Cod case.
That's the
Cod yes.
Case.
Okay. If you know that he's there.
That's the Hill case.
That's like the Hill.
Well, here also we're saying you know he's there, right? You know he's underneath, right? We know someone's underneath.
Yeah.
He's sleeping.
Yeah.
I don't think.
No, I'm saying he didn't come after, was what I meant.
Right. The case of the.
Well, the
right.
Case that
both cases are. It was there already.
Yeah.
Is this supply, but by the Hill case, whether or not someone places the Cod there before or after he's sleeping, he's high, correct?
No, I don't know. Why you say that?
Oh, maybe I got my fact.
Is that, did we say that? I don't remember saying that. Okay. I'm not sure. I'm just saying.
All right. I don't know. I thought it's.
No, I think it's only.
That if he's on the Hill, he might roll in asleep.
As opposed to just rolling next to you? I'm not sure. I don't remember that distinction.
Less than 4 hours.
I don't remember. Are you making that up now, the 4 hours thing?
Yeah, I could be making
just
it up.
Ad-libbing? I don't remember any of that. I don't remember
that.
What? Ad-libbing?
What does that mean?
Make it up.
Ad-lib,
yeah. It's like,
make
up
your dictionary
there? Another thing. One or two other points. I do want to come back to the issue of the Boshas and how Kavana plays in. Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. But there's an interesting question that Rav Moshe deals with in Igros Moshe in this case. When, if the man falls on the woman and there's a child that results from the union between the child and the man and the woman, let's say it was the case of the Yavama or another case, would the child be a mamzer?
I don't understand.
Okay, I think we're going to have to stop here for Mincha, but maybe we'll pick up with this question tomorrow. If you want, you can actually take a look at the Igros Moshe, and maybe we'll discuss it tomorrow in Shir. The Igros Moshe appears in Evan Ezer, Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Samaches, Sin Anaf Beis, Dibra Hamaskel, Venicha. That's Evan Ezer, Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Samaches, Anaf Beis, Dibra Hamaskel, Venicha. We'll stop here. See you tomorrow.